If you're doing research on gender, does this merely produce a politically correct archaeology? First of all, I don't think we even really know what politically correct means. To some people, it might mean all of the downtrodden are going to be given their due, and this, of course, includes women. Well, women are not the only ones with gender. Gender is a relational construct. Your notion of who you are in terms of your intersection between your biological sex and your social constructions and performances of who you are, which you might call your gender, is determined in relationship to other people, other men, women, other gendered forms. And so gender isn't something that you're born with. It's always a negotiation. In the past, we have shown everything has been done by men. Women weren't visible in the archaeological record. They weren't visible in the stories we told. They weren't visible in our interpretations. And if we just now suddenly replace this and say, oh, no, it wasn't men that did it. It was women. They were the real ones that held the social fabric together and everything. That's not what goes on in gender archaeology. It's not a matter of taking one totalizing, essentializing view of the past and inverting it and replacing it with another. What gender archaeology has been arguing is that archaeology is not good archaeology if it just tries to present single, homogeneous, essentialized views. Because life is more complex than that, history is more complex than that, gender is more complex than that, and archaeology is more complex than that. To get into a discussion about gender research is merely politically correct, is a diversion. Archaeology offers us the possibility to reframe, redefine, renegotiate, re-everything about the present. It offers us a way to challenge the present. So, yes, we've gotten more interested in gender. Yes, some of that comes from our own culture. But everything we've always done in archaeology has come in some part from where we are situated historically, what issues matter to us. We're part of a culture. We can't abstract ourselves from that. So I say, let's learn from what contemporary research has to say about gender that we didn't really know about it 10, 20, 30 years ago, and use that in archaeology.